Now, you are listening, of course, to SER 107.3, the Friday Daily, with me, Eleanor Godley. Now, it's always interesting when you go to a restaurant or a corner store to see what types of soft drinks they have stocked, not just the brand or flavours, but whether or not they sell diet or traditional versions. A lot of people, when given the choice, will opt for the diet version. Not me, though. I cannot stand diet drinks. Now, I'm joined with my producer, Seth, to discuss a new landmark study that suggests that maybe these drinks are not the best option. Hi, Seth. How are you?
Good, thanks.
That's good. What's the story?
A new landmark study came out. It's 14 years in the making, apparently. And it's saying that compared to normal drinks or like regular, like soft drinks, diet drinks increase your rate of developing type 2 diabetes by more than a third.
Wow. I thought that was the reason why people drank it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what you would think.
Yeah. So what does the study say about diet drinks compared to normal drinks?
So the study, it looks at the artificial drinks. First of all, I should say the study was done by Monash University.
Okay.
Our friends down in Melbourne.
Well,
you know.
Of course they are.
All academics are our friends.
Yes.
And it was the sample, like the methodology, I guess, of the study was a group of people who are just normal, a group of people who drink soft drink every day, and a group who drink diet soft drinks every day.
Well, that already in itself is like, sounds bad to me.
Yeah, that's true. And they found bad outcomes for the people who drink normal drinks every day, but when adjusted for like obesity and stuff, like the ratio was much smaller than people who drank diet drinks. They had a third more, they were like 33.33 repeater basically percent more likely to get type 2 diabetes.
On the diet drinks,
yeah.
So it took 14 years for them because obviously you can't, you know, they have, so were these people drinking every day?
Apparently, yes. This is a group of people who drink daily, a soft drink every day for 14 years. It was 36,000 participants.
Wow, that's incredible. That they can't say. I mean, do you drink a soft drink every day? 0468 441073. I just think of the calories and go, no, that is a waste.
Yeah,
I will not do it.
Well, diet drinks are supposedly
they're supposed
no calories.
But I know.
Yeah. The
And then no calories, but it causing harm.
Yeah, harmful in different ways, which is the main thing. Like, as you said, they kind of taste terrible, these diet drinks.
Yeah, they've got that aftertaste.
Yeah,
I can't stand it.
Turns out, apparently, like, the contention of the study is that, sure, drinking a sugary soft drink is bad for you in the short term, right? Like, it'll rot your teeth, it'll increase your cholesterol or whatever. But the diet drinks, while they have less calories and less sugar, the artificial sweeteners, namely, what's that one called again?
Stevia.
Namely, stevia and the other artificial sweeteners have...
But stevia is natural.
Yeah, it's natural, but it's still... it increases risk of diabetes as well. And there are other studies as well that I've found, not just this recent one, that suggest that a lot of the artificial sweeteners are carcinogenic as well.
Have you ever had a stevia leaf from the...
No, I've never had it, like, actually
A friend of mine was growing it, and she said, oh, here, I have a taste, and it had that aftertaste in the leaf, and it's like, yuck, why would you grow this? I don't understand. Yeah, but I know that my sons drink these diet drinks quite often, and I just think, why?
Yeah.
why?
Yeah, so yeah, a lot of people
when it tastes awful.
Yeah, and the saddest part is, apparently, according to this new study, it's probably not even for the best.
No.
You're probably better off drinking the normal drink and just tanking the sugar rather than getting, like, diabetes or potentially cancer, like, 30 years down the line, you know?
Yeah, or don't drink any of it.
Exactly, yeah. Abstinence is the best policy, of course.
But... yeah. So any other outcomes from this study?
Well, there is some... you know, criticism of it that there has been, which I should point out in the sake of good
journalistic
integrity.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of, like, people commenting on the discussion on forums, on the internet and stuff, and they're saying that it's not clear yet whether it's a causal relationship or correlation. Like, maybe there are people saying, oh, maybe it's not the aspartame. Maybe it's just that the diet drinkers are making up, they're compensating for something and they're eating like lots of sugary stuff in the rest of their life, or they just have worse, like, health.
There is some,
it's yet, obviously, the study isn't like conclusive.
Well, they need to do a study where they don't eat anything and they only drink.
Yeah, exactly. That's the control group. Don't eat anything for 14 years.
For 14 years. Let's see how that goes. All right. Thank you, Seth. Thank you much for your input today. And we'll hear the rat story next week, perhaps.
Yeah, the rat story will be coming next week, most
likely. And so we started the show asking if, you know, you had any animals eat your clothing. Did you ever... You know,
Me personally? I actually did. I had moths once. Moth balls. But I haven't had any, like, rodents eat my clothing. Mm. Not that I can remember.
Do you still have moth balls?
Yeah, well, not anymore. But, like, at my old house, like, there was a period where we had to, like, buy moth balls.
I can't stand the smell of moth balls.
Yeah, me neither. But awful. We had to get rid of the moths, so.
I had this one person who was going to stay with us, and she... on her allergy list, she said she's allergic to mothballs. And I'm thinking, does anybody have mothballs anymore? Yeah, I can't stand it. Anyway. All right. Well, thank you, Seth. And no worries.